This is Mr. Brown. Welcome to See What Show, the movie, TV and DVD review podcast for regular people.
Hello, this is Tammy.
I just scraped the microphone with my head.
Oh dear.
Never mind. And this week we are reviewing The Nanny Diaries.
Yep, and Grey's Anatomy Season 3 DVD box set.
Wow, and the Lookout DVD. But first, what's showing this week? The Detective.
Yes.
The Detective. It's a horror detective movie.
Really? What is he investigating, though?
I have no idea, but he acts as a cop. And he looks like his usual handsome self. So fans of Aaron Kwok, go and watch it, let me know.
Getting a bit old already,
I don't like. The other TV, they show him in another buddy cop movie as well.
Oh, again? Yeah, but he always plays the cop, though.
Yeah. He's either the cop or the brooding guy. I cannot take it. He should stick to dancing.
Anyway.
Can't sing, can't act.
there's a singing not bad. Anyway, yes. There's also Billy Bob Thornton in Mr. Woodcock.
Oh yeah, comedy.
Yes, a comedy. One of those, you know, very burlesque, physical sort of comedy. It stars Billy Bob Thornton as this coach that terrorizes this guy's life throughout high school, right? So when he graduated, he thought, oh, I'm done, I'm free of this hellhole. And then he realizes that a couple of years later, Billy Bob Thornton is dating his mom. So it's going to be his stepfather to be. Okay. And so comedy of errors, you know, you catch the drift.
This kind of comedy, you don't know, either it's damn good or it's damn lousy. Swing either way.
I am not betting on it to be that good, actually.
Okay, we'll go and check it out. What else is showing this week? Sicko by
Michael Moore.
We reviewed Sicko some time back. We were at once review. Go and check out the review if you want to. We highly recommend the show. It's very fun. It makes you think about the health issues in Singapore as well.
Well, done in true Michael Moore style, I would recommend it as
controversial.
Well.
Controversial. Mm. Okay. This week we have a new little thing called DVD Quick Look.
See which show? Quick look.
A quick look at the DVDs in the market.
Coming out.
Today we are looking at Sunshine DVD. Sunshine. The sci-fi movie from Danny Boyle of 28 Days Later fame. It's a great movie. We reviewed it sometime back. Go check out the review of Sunshine. This is just a quick look at the DVD. It has deleted scenes, an alternate ending, audio commentaries, and web production diaries. I particularly like the audio commentaries. Alternate ending was not as spectacular as I thought it was going to be. Like, it doesn't change the movie in any way.
Ugh.
Not like 28 Days Later.
Okay.
The audio commentaries, there are two. One is by Danny Boy himself.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, more interestingly, is by this academic.
Brian Cox, right?
Yeah. And he's the one who provided the scientific consultation for the movie.
Huh.
So he places it all in the scientific context. He tries to explain the science behind the movie.
I heard that Cillian Murphy's character was based on him.
Yeah. Kepper was based on this academic Brian Cox character.
Nice.
Yeah. So check out Sunshine. I think you should buy the DVD. I think it's a great movie. Seriously underrated. Let's jump right into review time.
See which show review time.
And first movie we're reviewing in the cinema, The Nanny Diaries.
I thought I would watch this before you, but apparently not.
My brother's girlfriend was like, "You want to watch Nanny Diaries? Really? Yeah." I'm like, there's nothing else to watch. Okay, let's go. So Saturday night at 11:50 p.m., we went to watch The Nanny Diaries. It's based on a 2002 book of the same name. And it stars a not very blonde Scarlett Johansson as Annie the Nanny.
Oh, so kiddie.
In the book, it's called Nan. You know, the character is called Nan. So they called her Annie here. And she is a recent graduate whose hardworking nurse mother worked very hard to put her through college and wants her going to things like banking, you know, the big money stuff.
Okay.
Annie was more interested in anthropology, which was a minor, and she's not really sure what she wants to do in life and ends up as a very well-paid nanny for a rich family known as the X's X, really literally X.
Just one letter.
Mr. and Mrs. X.
Oh, you're so cool.
This movie has been compared to The Devil Wears Prada, you know, the whole inside
Sounds
look.
Like it.
And a satirical look at nanny life and the rich people and all that. But it doesn't really have Devil Wears Prada's kind of sting and satire.
Well, that's because it doesn't have Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep. There you go, doesn't have Meryl
Streep. No, but Laura Linney was very good here. Let me get to that in a minute. But it's more like light comedy with mild, amusing social observations, not really stinging satire.
Mm.
Yeah. Annie has to put up with all the exes' quirks and rules. She ends up doing everything for them and their young son, Graya, like cooking, cleaning up, French lessons, parenting generally.
In the morning, I need you to stop at Tiffany's and pick up Mr. X's watch. Then I need you to Xerox some recommendation letters for Grayer's collegiate application. Also, we should introduce French food into his diet. It might enhance his study of the language. Dry cleaning.
And including being spied on by a teddy bear nanny cam.
Yes, I remember that scene in the trailer. It looks so funny.
It's very funny.
She went crazy.
Nuts, yeah. Laura Linney, she's the one who's the fake wife in Truman Show. She plays Mrs. X very, very, very well. Her portrayal of this cold, insecure, overbearing, evil, selfish, unemployed, rich man's wife. Very spot on. Yeah. But she never plays this Mrs. X entirely evil. Very subtle. You end up actually feeling sorry for her. There's a very nuanced
thing
going on.
Because she, like, doesn't have her kid, doesn't know her husband and that kind of thing, or...
Yeah, she's struggling with, you know, self-esteem issues, and her husband isn't hardly there, and, you know, all wrapped up in her problems. There is a small romantic comedy subplot involving a guy...
Chris Evans!
Yeah, okay, he's the Harvard hottie.
Ooh, smart.
Johnny Storm from Fantastic Four, if you don't know who Chris Evans is. And Alicia Keys plays Annie's friend from The Hood.
Seriously?
Yeah, I know. Lynette is her friend.
Dude.
Yeah. It's a very refreshing thing, surprisingly. Alicia Keys has very limited screen time, mm-hmm. but every time she's on the screen, she's like a breath of fresh air. I don't know why. It's like maybe her lines or, you know, it's just the way she carries herself. She's very laid back and fresh. There is a very clever use of anthropology and dioramas from the Metropolitan Museum of Art to illustrate the tribes in New York City and their modern parenting methods, contrasted to, like, you know...
Interesting.
Yeah. It was, the parenting methods of other tribes.
Child-rearing around the world boasts a wide variety of customs and mores.
Stop eating them boogers!
In Africa, they have a saying, it takes a village to raise a child. But for the tribe of the Upper East Side of Manhattan, it takes just one person. The nanny.
It's quite, very cute. And my favorite scenes were the ones where the rich moms go for, like, better parenting classes.
Yeah, conducted by the rich moms.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. Better parenting meetings. Like, they have subjects like nanny cam analysis and how to communicate with your nanny. Those were food, man. Very delicious irony in those. I did not expect this movie to be any good. It turned out to be enjoyable as a Saturday night kind of no-brainer, formulaic date movie. My brother and his girlfriend didn't want to watch anything heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So when I said, let's watch Day Watch, they went like, no, have to think. But, you know, it turned out to be quite fun, this movie. And it gave us a good laugh here and there. And it did have its kind of make-you-think moments, like when they looked at the plight of the nannies mm-hmm. and how parents abdicate the responsibility of raising their children to live in maids.
That
very familiar,
this,
right?
This whole... Well, yes, it is.
In Singapore.
But is this whole, you know, is it just talking about the rich upper class people, or that where they talk about parenting, you know, do they talk about, like, the slightly lower class as well? Is
it was focused on you know, the
atas
poor
people?
Atas people, and, you know, how the nanny saw the poor parenting in this rich family. But I'm sure it can apply to any family, even, you know, people who are too busy to care for their kids. But no, it was focused on the exes. If you read the book, right, don't expect the movie to be entirely the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so caustic. They sweeten it up a bit. And if you've never read the book, well, I think you'll probably enjoy it a little bit more without the need to compare the two. But the book's quite famous.
I think this one is one of those, watch the movie first before reading the book.
But it's enjoyable, lah. Go and watch Nanny Diaries. Don't hear what the critics say. They all always say lousy, blah, blah, blah. It's fun. You watched DVD box set?
Yes, Grey's Anatomy just came in to us, landed magically on my table. Grey's Anatomy is the story of Meredith Grey, who is an intern at the Seattle Grey's Hospital. Now, she meets other interns who become her close friends, and there are many, many complications between them and the resident doctors, seasons and seasons worth of it. What I got is the Season 3 DVD box set. Now, it's not too bad. It's got a special on Ellen Pompeo, who plays Meredith. And there's also a special on Patrick Dempsey and his racing obsession. He's the love interest of Meredith.
Yeah.
My favourites were actually the deleted scenes and the outtakes. It actually adds more dimension to the show for me. Now, I'm not really a huge fan of Grey's Anatomy to begin with, simply because I prefer watching comedies. But watching the specials really make me want to start watching the show. For example, there was one scene where Dr. Mark Sloan, also known as Dr. McSteamy, was arguing with Dr. Derek Shepherd, who's Patrick Dempsey. Sloan has slept with Shepherd's wife, resulting in a divorce.
And sleeping with Addison? You want to be honest about it, Derek. That's the best thing I ever did for you.
Oh, come on.
You had a lousy marriage. Suddenly it's not your fault. You know what the best man's job is?
No.
Make the groom look good.
So, I think, you know, not bad lah. There's some logic to it. There's some thought put into the writing. I've heard really good reviews from it. Now, I would probably go back to season one and start watching, but as a season three DVD box set, it's actually not bad as a series. And on a side tangent, this is also the last season where Isaiah Washington is on the show.
He got booted out.
Yes, he got booted out because of... well, he was in an argument, basically, and he used a gay slur.
Mm.
So he was booted off the show.
Yeah.
So it's kind of sad.
He was the other hunk, apparently.
It'll depend on what you define as hunk, but you know. So you might want to relive his time there, depending on whether you like his character. I'm not too sure. I haven't, you know, really gotten into the series yet, but not bad.
Season 4 is airing in the US right now. One and two were great. Grey's Anatomy is one of those series that you think is a chick thing, but guys can watch it too. It's actually quite funny. And I've caught a few episodes with my wife, who's watched all of it religiously. It's enjoyable stuff. Yeah, it's got very good writing. I think the Emmys kind of speak for themselves.
True, a lot of Emmys, awards.
Yeah,
yes,
good stuff, good stuff.
And they even they were put up against CSI, and they got I think 3 million more viewers, something like that.
Mm.
It's crazy.
So, any other specials in the DVD box set besides the ones you mentioned?
Well, there's also Introducing Jane Doe. Well, in the middle of the season, basically, there was this woman who, you know, had amnesia, was caught in this accident, so nobody knew what she looked like. And they were actually talking about her character, how they picked the actress, you know, how she brought the character forth.
It was really difficult to find Ava Jane Doe, the character that Elizabeth Reeser ended up playing. I mean, we sort of kept meeting with people, and it wasn't until we met Elizabeth and sort of sat down with her, and I think maybe 2 seconds in, just realized that she was absolutely the one that we had been looking for.
All I knew about my character was that there was some sort of accident, and that something had happened to my face.
There was also some audio commentaries, you know, and there. Yeah, there were.
So you could turn on the audio commentary for some of the episodes?
Yes, and you could actually just watch that. But then, I mean, for me, I would have to start watching the episodes fully first before appreciating it.
Sure.
But as far as I'm concerned, their favorite scenes, their deleted scenes, all these were really very, very insightful.
Okay, Grey's Anatomy DVD box set season 3. Okay, our last review is for The Lookout. This one is a low-key movie. I watched it on the plane, and now it's out on DVD. The Lookout is about a young man who gets into a car accident and wakes up from his coma a different person with moderate brain damage.
A different person meaning like he looks different or?
No, he used to be this popular dude in school and very outgoing and all that. The brain damage made him a very different person. And he works as a cleaner in a small town bank and got himself sucked into a heist.
Wow, that is very far from...
Very interesting. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is the young alien from Third Rock of the Sun. Now he's not young.
Long hair.
Yeah, he's older now. He plays Chris Pratt, which is who is a former hockey star in high school and a very popular guy. And he's from a wealthy family. Everything going for him. After the accident, which killed two of his friends and injured his girlfriend.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, Chris has problems remembering stuff over long periods of time. So he has to write things down in his little notebook to remember even simple things like the sequence of his day. And he works at this small Kansas bank as a night cleaner. And he lives with his blind friend, played by Jeff Daniels. The leader of a gang of bank robbers, his name is Gary Spago, played by Matthew Good, approaches him to be the lookout for his heist, telling him that the money will be his ticket to independence from his dad and his chance to get his old life back. So, you know, whoever has the money has the power.
Okay. Hmm. But I don't see why that's a problem, though. I mean, he's already rich to begin with.
No, but his dad is not giving him the money to be independent. The dad actually wants him to move back.
Hello?
Dad?
Chris? What time is it?
I don't know. I just wanted to know if I could borrow $10,000.
What for? Chris, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. This really isn't the time.
Okay, then $1,000.
Is this for that stupid restaurant?
No.
Are you in some kind of trouble?
No, Dad, I'm not in trouble. I just wanted to call you.
Because if you are, I want to help out in any way I can. You know that, but...
I just think you should come over first, and we should talk about whatever it is face to face.
I have an idea. I wanted to start a business.
With $1,000?
Exactly. What sort of business do you think you could start with $1,000?
Well, I was thinking I could start a skate sharpening business over at the rink by the library, and then later I could even sell hockey equipment.
Look, Chris.
You're saying no.
No, I'm saying you can't have the goddamn money.
Robert.
Hey, buddy, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
You want to come home?
What?
It's okay. You don't have to be afraid to ask.
You know the door is always open for you here if you want to.
Go, Dad.
But then with the whole brain damage thing, I mean, if the dad could pay for the surgery, I'm sure he would.
Yeah, money is not the issue. But the problem is the parents do not want to give him his independence.
I see.
They don't think he can cut it on his own. So they never give him enough money. They pay
to
for
try.
They pay for his car, his rent, but never enough to do things like he wanted to open a restaurant with his blind friend, and they were not keen on that.
30,000 seems a little low, boys. You say this place is a gas station now?
Yeah, but you make that work for you. So you keep the gas station theme on the outside. Maybe you park a VW bus at one of the pumps. You paint the name of the place on the side.
Yeah, the name of the place. Yes,
Lose your lunch. See, I'm Lewis, Lou. And like I said, the place is just going to be open for breakfast.
It's very clever.
So in a way, he needs to break free. And without money of his own, you know, his paltry money he makes as a cleaner is not going to cut it. Mm. So this is not your usual heist film. Because, you know, the heist is really the backdrop. It's very character-driven drama. From Chris to his family to the bad guys. All the characters are very well fleshed out. You really, really get to see how Chris struggles with his guilt at the accident and his disability. Jeff Daniels is really, really great as his cynical, smart mouth, but loving and warm blind friend, Lewis. DVD extras in there include a director's commentary. Mm-hmm. There's a making-of featurette and a very interesting interview with Joseph Gordon-Levitt. On how he prepared for his difficult role. He spent a good 11 months on it because they first gave him the role very early on. Mm-hmm. And he had a whole year to kind of mull over the character because the movie kind of didn't quite take off. Sort of like, yes, it's going to be made. No, it's not going to be made. So there were a lot of delays, but they finally got made. But during that period of time, he had a lot of opportunities to observe people with this problem and to think about how his character will
so he did the whole visit the hospital.
No, he hung out with people. Hung out with people with these disabilities. The pace of the movie is a bit slow at the beginning, but it gets more exciting from the middle onwards towards the end. And I really, really like the sensitive portrayal of people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. It's one of those worth watching under the radar films that, you know, I think in DVD probably might find a second win. I think it kind of came and went.
Well, it's something to think about, definitely.
Okay, let's see what show for this week.
Yes, I am Tammy.
This is Mr. Brown. We'll be back with more movies and this DVD quick look thing that we've just started. I think it's a lot of fun. We're getting a lot of DVDs in the mail lately.
Gorgeous DVDs.
Stuff. Yeah, and we'll either review them or, you know, have a quick look at them every week. So look forward to that. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
A production of CWhatShow.com.